to the Lord himself.
我们先做一个开始的祷告。
Father, how we thank you again for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们多么的再次的感恩，为了你的圣子主耶稣基督。
He, the Lord of heaven and earth, came in.
他是天地的主。
That he came into this world to glorify you and to offer himself as a sacrifice for us.
他来到地上为了荣耀你的名，也为我们舍了他的命，做了献了祭。
Lord, we want to bless you and thank you for your so great a salvation.
主，我们要颂赞你，也要感谢你这伟大的救恩。
Now we pray that by your Holy Spirit you would take the things of Christ and reveal them to our hearts.
主啊，愿您我们奉主的名求你把关于基督的事情带下来解释给我们听，让我们能够明白。
And as we've been called to this great calling, we pray, Lord, that you would help us to live up to your calling. We may, yeah.
主啊，既然你用如此崇高的呼召召了我们，愿我们能够行事为人能够与这恩召相称。
The Lord, you would help us to glorify you, even as the Lord Jesus completely glorified you. Help us in some measure to glorify you here on earth as well.
主啊，求你帮助我们在这地上也能够荣耀你的名，就像我们的主是百分之百完全的荣耀你的名，愿我们也在某种程度上能像他一样荣耀你的名。
So now, Lord, as we turn to your word, we pray that by your Holy Spirit you would shine light upon the pages.
主啊，现在当我们打开您话语的时候，愿您的圣灵能够光照您的话语给我们看。
And open up our hearts to receive.What you would teach us tonight.
也打开我们的心，让我们能够领受你今天要教导给我们的东西。
And we would give you thanks now in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在就奉我主佩德的名向您献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, once again, hello, good morning, and...good evening to those in Vancouver. Good morning to those in China.
再次的向大家问安啊，向温哥华的弟兄姐妹们问晚上好，向中国的弟兄姐妹们问上午好。
Turn in your Bibles with me, please, to Leviticus chapter 23.
现在我们一起把圣经翻到利未记二十三章。
Leviticus chapter 23.And I wonder, in a moment, if you could put up that chart for us too, Yan Ling. Eh? Oh, yeah, well, if you don't have it, that's fine.
Let me check. Oh, yeah, I have it.
Okay. But let's, before you bring it up, what we can do is we can read a couple of verses in Leviticus chapter 23.
我等一会儿再给大家分享这个屏幕啊，我们先读几节经文。
We're going to read from verse 4 to verse 8.
我们从第四节读到第八节，利未记的二十三章。
These are the feasts of the Lord, holy assemblies.Which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy assembly or convocation.You shall do no customary work on it, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days. The seventh day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it.
四到八节，耶和华的节期就是你们到了日期要宣告为圣会的，乃是这些。正月十四日黄昏的时候是耶和华的逾越节，这月十五日是向耶和华守的无酵节，你们要吃无酵饼七日。第一日当有圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，要将火祭献给耶和华七日。第七日是圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
Last week we looked at the Passover.
上个星期呢，我们学习了逾越节。
And we saw that the children of Israel, they were sheltered from the wrath of God by the blood of the Lamb.
我们看到，以色列人呢，他们因为门上涂了这个羊血，就遮盖了他们，免除了耶和华的愤怒。
They were a people redeemed by the Lord.
他们是被神所救赎的民。
And therefore, they were told to keep a memorial of the Passover.
所以在这个逾越节之后呢，耶和华就告诉他们要守这个定例。
Exodus chapter 12 and verse 14.
我们看出埃及记的十二章的十四节。
The Lord says there concerning the Passover, So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance.
十四节啊，就是耶和华神向以色列人定的一个命令，他说你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
Now notice that they were to keep that as an everlasting, memorial, an ordinance.
这里说要世世代代永远的定例，或者说永永远远的纪念日。
Now, you might ask the question, what is the Lord's Supper that we celebrate with the bread and wine, is it the same as the Passover?
那你可能会问，我们现在基督徒所守的主的晚餐是不是也是一种就是逾越节的这个定例呢？是不是也是逾越节呢？
Now, as a Jew, the Lord Jesus celebrated the Passover. He probably did that every year.
We can't hear you.
Oh. Can you hear me now?
Now it's good, yeah.
I'm sorry. The Lord Jesus, as a Jew, would celebrate the Passover.
主耶稣他作为一个犹太人，他也过逾越节的。
And so when we read in Matthew chapter 26, turn to Matthew chapter 26.
我们在马太福音的26章就读到了这样的记载，我们可以翻到马太福音的26章。
And the Lord Jesus says, or the scripture says in verse 1 of chapter 26.
在26章的一节说，
Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, that he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the Passover, And the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified.
耶稣说完了这一切的话，就对门徒说，你们知道过两天是逾越节，人子将要被交给人钉在十字架上。
Now he, of course, was the true Passover lamb.
当然，主耶稣是那个真正的逾越节的羔羊。
Thousands, perhaps millions of lambs had been killed down through the centuries from the time the children of Israel came out of Egypt.
所以自从以色列人从埃及出来的那一年开始啊，可能已经有成千上万甚至上百万的羊啊，都在逾越节被宰杀了。
But those lambs could never take away sin.
但是这些羊呢，永远都不可能除罪的。
They could only cover it over, as it were,until the true Passover lamb would come and take away the sins of the world.
这些羊啊，只能暂时的遮盖罪，只等到那真正的神的羔羊来到世上。
But the Lord Jesus came to fulfill the law, every part of the law.
主耶稣来到地上呢，是来成全律法的，律法的一笔一画他都成全了。
And so he wanted to eat the Passover with his disciples.
所以按照律法呢，他也要和他的，他也愿意和他的门徒呢一起守着逾越节。
Now turn over to the Gospel of Luke, please.
我们再翻到路加福音。
Luke chapter 22.
22章。
The Lord Jesus asked his disciples to prepare the Passover for him.
在这里呢，主耶稣让他的门徒呢去预备逾越节的晚餐。
When everything was prepared, he says there in verse 14.
在十四节啊，这时候就是一切的这个逾越节的筵席都已经预备好了。
When the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him.
时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。
And then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
十五节，耶稣对他们说，我很愿意在受害以前和你们吃这逾越节的筵席。
For the great desire of the Lord was to fulfill the word of God.
所以主呢，他是有特别强烈的愿望去要满足啊神的意愿的，神的旨意的。
And as the true Passover lamb, he came to do just exactly that.
他作为真正的神的羔羊，他来到这世上就是来做这件事的，就是完成父神的旨意的。
But before he would suffer, he wanted to eat the last supper with his disciples.
但他在受难以前呢，他要和门徒们一起吃这最后一次逾越节的筵席。
But we remember that it says that they are to remember that they're do that ordinance to celebrate the Passover forever.
我们还记得啊，就是刚才读到出埃及记的十二章的十四节说，你们要纪念这日，作为永永远远、世世代代永远的定例。
And there will come a time when the Jews will remember the Passover again. They'll look back not on the Passover of the Lamb in Egypt, but they will look back to the true Passover Lamb that laid down his life in Jerusalem.
那总有一天呢，就是将来的一天啊，以色列人会再次庆祝逾越节。这时候他们纪念的不是出埃及的时候宰杀的那只羔羊，而是那真正的那个神的羔羊啊，被献祭死在十字架上的那一刻。
And that in the millennial kingdom, they will celebrate that Passover, the true Passover.
在千禧年的时候呢，以色列人会还会庆祝逾越节，是庆祝的是真正的逾越节。
That's why the Lord Jesus says in verse 16, For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
所以难怪主耶稣啊，在路加福音的二十二章的十六节接着说，他说，我告诉你们，我不再吃这筵席，直到成就在神的国里。
And then in verse 17, he takes the cup. This is still the Passover supper.
十七节，耶稣接过杯来，这个杯呢，还是属于逾越节筵席的一部分。
During the supper, they took various cups, and this would be the last cup.
在这个犹太人的传统里，在逾越节筵席的时候，他们要喝几个杯，这个呢，应该是最后一个杯了。
So verse 17, he says, he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
耶稣接过杯来祝谢了，说你们拿这个大家分着喝。我告诉你们，从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁，只等神的国来到。
That was the last act of the Passover when his disciples drank the last cup.
所以这个应该是逾越节晚餐的最后一个动作了，就是主和他主的门徒们喝了这最后一个逾越节的杯。
And then he institutes something entirely different.
然后呢，在从这一点开始呢，主就建立了一个全新的一个定例。
This must have surprised his disciples.
这可能是会让他的这个门徒当时非常的惊讶。
He reaches out and he takes some bread.
因为这时候主又拿起了饼。
In verse 19, he says he gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them. And he said, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
十九节又拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
They had remembered God's deliverance by the Passover lamb in Egypt. Now, the true Passover was going to give himself, and they were to remember this in this new feast called the Lord's Supper.
所以在此之前呢，以色列人一直都是在逾越节纪念那一次出埃及的时候宰杀的那只逾越节的羔羊，主神救他们出埃及的那个日子。那现在开始呢，那个真正的神的羔羊要被杀献祭了。从此以后呢，他们要在主的晚餐上去纪念这一只被杀的主真正的神的羔羊。
So likewise, he says in verse 20, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
二十节，饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
This was the blood of a brand new covenant that would be made for his disciples.And would be the basis upon which the Jews later on would be able to be restored.
所以这个用这个血所立的这个约是个全新的约，是为他的门徒所立的，也是将来犹太人能够重新被神挽回的一个基础。
The Passover was just for one nation, but the Lord's Supper is for all nations, Jew and Gentile alike.
逾越节呢，只是给犹太民族的一个纪念日，但是主的晚餐呢，是给万族万邦的所有的人，各国的人都可以纪念主。
And when we remember the Lord on the first day of the week, we remember that He gave Himself for us.
所以当我们在每周的第一天就是星期天来领主的晚餐的时候，是我们是纪念主为我们舍命。
But that is only until he comes.
但这个呢，只做到主再来的时候就为止了。
And when he comes for us, the church, then we'll be with him in heaven. And the Jew then will be reinstated to his land. And there will be a temple worship. And then they will remember the Passover again, but the true Passover.
那个时候呢，主再来的时候，我就会把我们教会接到天上，永永远远和他同住了。这个时候呢，以色列人就要登场了，主会把他们重新带到这应许之地，然后他们还会建圣殿，还会开始所有圣殿的这个仪式和献祭。那个时候他们也会纪念逾越节，但是这个逾越节是真正的逾越节。
What a privilege it is to be able to remember what the Lord did for us on a weekly basis.
所以我们每周每周这样能够去纪念主为我们所做的一切，是我们多么大的荣幸呢。
They only celebrated the Passover once a year, but we celebrate it frequently.
犹太人只是一年一次过这个逾越节，我们是每周一次，所以我们比他们这个纪念的更频繁。
He says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup,You do show forth the Lord's death till he comes.
他说每当你们领着饼喝着杯的时候，就是纪念主的死。
So I just wanted to link that. We didn't have time last week to bring this thought before you concerning the Passover.
所以我们刚才用了这点时间来补充一下上周没有时间讲的，就是这个逾越节的晚餐和主的逾越节和主的晚餐之间的这个关系。
Now, tonight we'd like to look at the second feast of the Lord.
今天呢，我们看第二个节期。
the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
就是除酵节。
Now turn back to Leviticus chapter 23, and yes, thank you for putting up that chart. Again, Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 6.
第六节。
On the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
这月十五日是向耶和华守的无酵节，你们要吃无酵饼七日。
So there we see the we see the Passover was celebrated on the 14th day of the first month.
我们前面学过了，这逾越节呢是在正月十四日来庆祝的。
And the very next day was the 15th day when the Feast of Unleavened Bread began.
那第二天呢，就是正月十五日呢，就是除酵节开始的第一天。
And for 7 days they were to eat unleavened bread.
所以接下去的七天呢，他们都要吃无酵饼。
Now, the Passover is the very foundation of all the foundation of all the feasts of the Lord.
那逾越节呢，是耶和华所有节期的一个基础。
It forms the foundation of the relationship that the children of God will have with the Lord.
因为这是他建立了神的子民和神的儿女和神之间的这个关系的这样的一个基石。
If they were not sheltered by the blood, they would not be the Lord's people.
因为如果他们没有被羊血遮盖呢，他们就无法成为属神的子民。
So the first feast is the foundation, the Passover lamb.
所以逾越节呢，就是它是第一个节期，它是一切节期的基础。
Now there are four elements that we find in the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
在这个无酵节这个节期里面呢，有四个要素。
The first we find there in verse 6.
第一个呢是在第六节里面。
It says for 7 days they must eat unleavened bread.
第一个要点就是他们要吃无酵饼七日。
As we'll see, leaven speaks of sin. And unleavened bread speaks of a holy relationship that we have with the Lord.
所以我们知道这个酵母呢是代表罪的，那无酵饼呢是代表我们在神面前所守的这个圣洁的生活。
It speaks of a holy walk, complete separation from sin.
它代表呢就是我们完全与罪无关的除去罪的这个圣洁的形式为人。
It talks about the practical sanctification.
所以它这里讲的呢是这个我们实际操作意义上的一个成圣的过程。
So the first element was they had to eat unleavened bread.
所以第一个要素呢就是他们必须吃无酵饼。
Now the second element in that week-long feast was that the next day after the feast began, there was the feast of first fruits.
然后第二个要素是什么呢？就是这个无酵节的第二天呢，就是正月十六日啊，是这个初熟节。
In verse 11 of that chapter 23, it's the wave sheaf would be waved before the Lord on the day after the Sabbath, and that was the day after the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
我们看着同一章的十一节啊，他这里面说这个他要把这一捆在耶和华面前摇一摇，使民得蒙悦纳。祭司要在安息日的次日，安息日这一天呢，就是除酵节的开始的第一天。那次日呢，这一天呢，就是这个初熟节，要把这一捆摇一摇。
So the feast of Passover or unleavened bread, there was the Passover first, the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Sheaf of First Fruits were all celebrated together.
所以我们看啊，这个接连三天啊，是三个节。先是14号这一天是逾越节，然后15号这一天呢是无酵节，16号这一天呢是初熟节，它是一起庆祝的三个节日。
Now, that'll be on the 16th day of the first month.
那到了这个初熟节呢就已经是正月16日了。
And we're going to look at that feast separately next week.
关于这个初熟节呢我们下一周再单独看它。
In a sense, it's a feast within a feast, isn't it?
所以我们可以把它理解成是节中套节啊，节期里面还有节期。
The Feast of First Fruits takes place during the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
因为这个无酵节呢，它这个节是七天，然后在这七天当中呢，有一天呢，又是这个初熟节，所以它是节里有节啊。
Now just briefly, it represents the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
初熟节呢它主要是预表着主耶稣基督的复活。
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse
林前的15章
verse 22
22节。
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming.
22和23节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按着自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
At the Feast of First Fruits, the priest would wave a sheaf of grain that had been freshly picked from the fields. And they had not begun the harvest until, they would not begin the harvest until they took this sheaf of ripened grain and waved it on that first day of the week, the 16th day of the first month. They wave it before the Lord there.
所以在初熟节这一天呢，这个祭司呢要把一捆呢，就是刚刚熟的庄稼，而且这个庄稼呢是他现从那个地里啊摘来的，而且这个时候呢，整个这个收割的季节还没有开始，他要等到他把这一个初熟的这一捆在耶和华面前摇一摇以后，才开始了这个新的一年的这个收割的丰收的季节。
And that speaks of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was raised from the dead on the first day of the week after the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
而且他这个正月十六日啊，是这个安息日之后的一天，也就是这个一周的第一天，所以他就预表呢，主耶稣在这个周日这一天，就是一周的第一天这一天呢，从死里复活了。
And so it represents for the believer the power to be able to walk a holy life. That's what the resurrection. The resurrection gives them the power to be able to walk a holy life.
所以主耶稣基督的复活呢，是给了我们能够过圣洁生活的这样的一个能力的。这个能力是来自神主复活的生命。
But it's also the promise of a harvest.
那同时呢，它也是一个应许，就是有了初熟的这一把以后呢，后面就一定有大丰收。
The harvest, of course, is those who have trusted the Lord Jesus in this dispensation.Jew and Gentile who have trusted Christ are the harvest.
那紧接着后面的这个收割的丰收的庄稼是什么呢？就是在我们现在这个教会时代，所有信主得救的基督徒，包括犹太人，也包括外邦人。
Back to Leviticus chapter 23.
我们再回到利未记的23章。
It says on the third element, there we find in verse 7.
那这个无酵节的第七个要素是什么呢？就是在第七节。
The first element of their feast is they must eat unleavened bread, The second element is that they'll wave the first fruits, sheaf of first fruits on the morning after the Sabbath.
嗯，所以我们刚才讲了前面两个要素，第一个要素呢，就是他们必须要吃无酵饼七天。第二个要素呢，就是安息日的次日，也就是一周的第一天呢，他们要拿一捆这个初熟的禾捆在耶和华面前摇一摇。现在我们讲第三个要素。
So the third element then is that there, it's a Sabbath rest begins, the Feast of Unleavened Bread begins with a Sabbath rest and ends with a Sabbath rest.
嗯，这个要素是什么呢？就是这个七天的无酵节啊，它是以一个安息日的盛会开始，然后也是以一个安息日的盛会结束的，就是它第一天和最后一天都是安息日的盛会。
Back to verse 3, we see that there.
嗯，我们再看回到第三节来看。
Six days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation.You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings.
三节，六日要做工，第七日是圣安息日，当有盛会。你们什么工都不可做，这是在你们一切的住处向耶和华守的安息日。
So during the week of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, there was a Sabbath rest to begin it, and there was a Sabbath rest to end it.
所以这就是第三个要素了，在这个无酵节的第一天呢，是一个圣安息日，在最后一天也是一个圣安息日。
So there was no, they did not have to work. It was a holiday.
也就是说，在这两天他们是不用工作的，是一个假期。
And then we read in verse 8, the fourth element.
然后在第八节呢，我们就可以读到这个第四个要素了。
You shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days.
要将火祭献给耶和华七日。
And so that's the burnt offering was God's portion.
这个火祭呢是献给耶和华的，是归耶和华的。
And they represent, of course, the Lord's fellowship, their fellowship with the Lord and he with them.
那这个代表呢主和他们的这个相交，他们和主之间的相交。
So now we want to look at these four elements, very briefly.
我们刚才简要的看了这四个要素。
First of all, they were to eat unleavened bread for 7 days.
我们再回顾一下，第一个呢，就是首先他们要吃无酵饼七天。
Notice what it says there in verse 6.
我们看第六节。
It says you must eat unleavened bread.
这里面说的吃无酵饼，他用了一个很强烈的词是必须要吃无酵饼七日。
Now, you might ask, why were they to eat unleavened bread?
你会说他们为什么一定要吃无酵饼呢？
Leaven in the scripture has, the meaning of evil working silently in believers. And it's a picture really of sin as leaven works silently and it puffs up the bread. So it works, evil can work that way in a believer.
圣经里面啊，这个酵都是代表罪的。这些酵母呢，它是在面团里面悄悄的工作，然后释放出气体，使这个面团发大。所以它也代表的这个邪恶的这个力量，也可以在信徒当中也是这样悄悄的发酵，然后导致破坏的。
The first mention we have of leaven in the Bible is found in Exodus chapter 12.
在整个圣经里面第一次提到酵这个。事情呢，就是在出埃及记的十二章
，and verse 15，
十五节。
7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, but on the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel.
你 你们要吃无酵饼七日，头一日要把酵从你们各家中除去，因为从头一日起到第七日为止，凡是有酵之饼的，必从以色列中剪除。
Now, from the first mention of the word leaven, we find that it's something that is to be put away. They were to remove it from their house.
所以这节经文啊，就是在圣经里面第一次提到酵的，而且他提到的是说呢，要把这个酵除去，不要留在家里，要把它剪除。
They were to take a lamb, but they were to put away the leaven.
也就是说呢，以色列人每家呢要取一只羊进来，但是呢要把酵给除去。
Now the Lord Jesus, he often used leaven as an illustration of the corrupting power of evil.
主耶稣也常用酵啊来比喻这个邪恶的使人败坏的这个力量。
Again, a little leaven, we read, leavens the whole lump.
那一点酵呢就会使整个面团发大。
So even a little bit can have an influence on everything.
所以只要有那么一点点酵母，就可以影响到全团，所有的东西都被它污染，都被它影响了。
Now, for example, the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 16.
比如说主耶稣在马太福音的十六章里面啊，是这么说的。
Matthew chapter 16 and verse 6.
第六节。
It says there, Then Jesus said to them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees.
耶稣对他们说，你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教。
Now the leaven of the Pharisees was hypocrisy.
这个法利赛人的教是什么呢？就是假冒伪善。
They professed to be very religious, but they did not practice what they believed.
这假冒伪善就是他们口头声称自己非常的敬虔，但他们的实际的行为却不是这样。
And the Lord Jesus condemned them for their hypocrisy.
主耶稣呢，也因为他们的假冒伪善呢，曾经定他们的罪。
The Sadducees, on the other hand, they were priests. They were most of the priests were Sadducees.
但撒都该人呢，恰恰相反，大部分的祭司当时都是撒都该人。
And they didn't believe a lot of the doctrines in the Scripture.
他们不相信圣经里面所说的很多的教义。这个撒都该人呢是指这个错误的教义。
Examples of
Sorry, Eric, I can't hear you again.
Oh, okay. How's that?
Yeah, that's good.
You can take the chart down now, if you like, please.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
I don't know. Maybe it's my problem.
I'm not sure. Nancy, were you able to hear me?
Yeah, I cannot hear you before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
right. I think All right. it is. Yeah.
All right. It must be my internet then. I actually thought I had an upgrade, but I don't know. Maybe they downgraded me by mistake. I don't know.
Okay. 刚才那个 Eric 长老的网络有点不太好，所以有点断断续续。
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们翻到这个哥林多前书的五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5, there was an immorality in the assembly of in Corinth.
在这个哥林多教会呢，有一些呢不道德的事情发生了。
There was a man that was practicing fornication in the assembly, and the assembly did not do anything about it. They thought that they could love the man, and they could that they would not be affected by his son sin.
嗯，那就是在他们教会中有一个弟兄呢，他犯了淫乱的罪，但是呢，哥林多教会呢却没有对此采取什么措施，因为他们认为他们还是要爱这个弟兄，他们也觉得呢，这个人的罪呢不会影响到整个教会。
And they were actually glorying in this, in the fact that they could overlook the sin of this man and not be affected by it.
嗯，他们甚至呢。还有点因此而自夸，因为他们觉得他们可以忽略这个人的罪啊，而且不受这个人的罪的影响。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6.
嗯，我们看这个五章的林前的五章六节。
Paul says to them, "Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?"
你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面酵能使全团发起来吗？
A little immorality in the assembly can affect everyone.
就一点点这个不道德的事情呢，就可以影响到教会的每一个人。
Therefore, he says, purge out that old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you are truly unleavened. For indeed, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
所以第七节保罗才说，你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
And then he goes on and says, therefore, verse 8, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
他在第八节接着说，他说，所以我们守这节，不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
So that sin is or leaven is a picture then of sin working silently in the believers. You don't see leaven, but you see its effect.
所以酵呢，就是代表罪啊，悄悄的在信徒里面做不好的事。不好的影响，你看不见这个酵母本身，你也看不见这个罪本身，但是你可以看到它的影响，造成的影响。
And so, it could be the sin of leaven, it could be immorality as we find here, it also could be doctrinal.
嗯，那这个酵呢，或者说这个罪呢，可以是这个道德行为方面的，也可以是这个教义方面的。
In Galatians,we read there of Paul combating doctrinal leaven working in the hearts of the Galatians.
嗯，在加拉太书里面呢，保罗这里面就是在讲这个就错误的教义这个教了，它是如何影响加拉太教会的圣徒的。
And what happened in Galatia was that there were some teachers who were teaching that the Christians had to be circumcised and brought back under the law and keep the law.
嗯，那加拉太教会发生了什么呢？就是有一些教师啊，他们来说呢，就是基督徒还是要行割礼，要把他们带回到律法底下，说他们还是要守律法的。
And so the book of Galatians is written to combat that evil doctrine that they must, yeah, go ahead.
加拉太书呢，就是用来反驳这个错误的这个教义的。
And so he says in verse 7 of Galatians 5,
嗯，在加拉太书的五章七节。
You ran well, that is, they began well.
嗯，他说你们向来跑得好，也就是说他们开始是很好的。
And he says, then he asks the question, who hindered you from obeying the truth?
嗯，然后保罗接着问了一个问题，说有谁拦阻你们？
They were obeying this false doctrine.
嗯，他们呢在顺服这个错误的教义。
In verse 8, he says, this didn't come from the Holy Spirit.
然后第八节他说呢，这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的，也就是说这个教导不是出自圣灵的。
And verse 9, he said, calls it leaven. A little leaven leavens the whole lump.
所以在第九节里呢，他把这样的错误教义呢，也比喻成面教。他说，一点面教能使全团都发起来。
Therefore, as he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, purge out that old leaven, put it away.
所以他也像这个灵前的五章七节里面说的，要把这个旧教除去，一点都不留，除去。
They were to eat that unleavened bread during that 7 days.
所以在整个除教节的这个七天，他们都要吃无酵饼。
Now seven in the scripture, it represents completion or perfection.
那这个七呢，在圣经里面呢，都是代表完全。
So that is the whole or the completion of the Christian's life. We should walk in holiness before the Lord.
也就是说，我们基督徒的这个整个生命当中啊，都是要与主同行啊，过圣洁的生活的。
Now they were the children of Israel. They were told to put away that out of their houses in Exodus chapter 12, put away that leaven.
所以在出埃及记的十二章里面耶和华神才让以色列民呢，从他们家里要把这个酵都给除去。
So again, turn to Exodus chapter 12 and verse 15.
我们再回到出埃及记的十二章的十五节。
He says there, on the first day, the 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, but on the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses.
你们要吃无酵饼七日，头一日要把酵从你们各家中除去，因为从头一日起到第七日为止，都要吃这个无酵饼。
Now, when we say your house, it could mean the home of the house of a Christian as we apply it.
那这里面说的各家呢，应用在我们自己身上呢，我们就可以指这个整个基督徒就是神的家了。
Our homes should be places where the Lord Jesus would feel comfortable visiting.
我们要把我们这个家建造成一个主愿意来跟我们同住的这样一个地方。
Anything that might lead to sin must be put away from our own living quarters.
对，任何一个就是会引向罪的东西，我们都要从我们的家里把它除去。
But it could also mean our houses, that is, the Lord's house, the place where we meet together as believers.
刚才那个说的第一个家是指我们自己的小家，那个不是是指我们自己啊，因为我们自己每个人都是圣灵所居住的地方。那么第二个家呢，也可以应用成是我们聚会，我们的一起聚会就是神的家。
The example that Paul gives of the Corinthians, they were to put away that leaven. Purge out the leaven, they said, from your hearts.
所以就像在哥林多教会，保罗就劝勉他们要把这个教从这个教会里面把它除去。
And then that wicked person was to be put away afterwards.
然后保罗就让他们把这个人赶出去。那后来呢，哥林多教会人也的确把这个人赶出去了。
So,Exodus over one chapter to Exodus 13 and verse 7.
我们往后翻出埃及记的多翻一章十三章第七节。
Verse 7 says, "Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all your quarters."
这七日之久要吃无酵饼，在你四境之内不可见有酵的饼，也不可见发酵的物。
So, first of all, there he says, no leaven shall be seen among you. That is, individually. The very first thing we need to do is examine our own hearts to see if there is any unconfessed sin within us.
所以他首先呢是针对我们每个人的， 我们每个人要做的第一件事情呢，就是确保我们自己没有啊，还没有认的罪，一定要把这个自己的里面的心里的叫出去。
They were to look carefully to see that they were not hiding any leaven on their own person.
嗯，也就是说，他们每个人呢，都要确保自己没有藏任何的教，没有藏任何有教的东西。
And then the next part of that verse says, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all your quarters. That is a wider sphere.
嗯，然后呢，除了自己以外，他就往外扩展了。他说，在你四境之内啊，就是扩展到你的四境。
Wider quarters could mean then any place that you might visit, like your workplace or the place of school, or any place where you might perform some duties.
嗯，那这个就包括你生活中啊，所有你要履行责任的领域，比如说你的工作的地方或者你上学的地方，就任何你要承担你的责任的地方。都算你的四境。
That is, perhaps business practices.
嗯，也可能是包括你做生意的这个领域。
The Lord demands that we should live a holy life in every aspect of our life.
嗯，所以主要求我们生活的各个层面呢都要圣洁。
Go down in chapter 12 and verse 19, please.
嗯，我们现在看出埃及记十二章的十九节。
For 7 days, no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he's a stranger or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your dwellings. You shall eat unleavened bread.
19和20节，在你们各家中七日之内不可有酵，因为凡吃有酵之物的，无论是寄居的，是本地的，必从以色列的会中剪除。有酵的物你们都不可吃，在你们一切住处要吃无酵饼。
So the penalty then for those that would eat leavened bread during the Feast of Unleavened Bread is that they would be put out of fellowship from the nation of Israel, from fellowship.
嗯，那对这些在七天的这个无酵节里面啊，吃这个有酵之物的人的惩罚是什么呢？就是要让他们从这个以色列的会中被剪除，就不再和他们有相交的关系了。
And we find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, when that man was put out of the assembly to purge out the leaven, we find something similar there.
嗯，我们在哥林多前书五章里面也发现了和这个类似的这个惩罚啊，就是这个行淫乱的这个人呢，把他从这个教会里面赶出去了，也就是把这个教给除尽了。
Now the leaven is not the man.
嗯，当然，这个教不是指这个犯罪的人。
The leaven that was working was the evil that the man had committed.
嗯，而是这个人所犯的这个邪恶的这个罪行。
An evil, a sin when it's unjudged, will spread.
嗯，一个没有审判的这个邪恶的罪啊，它会蔓延开来。
So in verse 7 again, he says, purge out that old leaven from your hearts, Corinthians.
嗯，所以在五章零前五章七节里面，保罗说，你们要从你的心里啊，把这个旧教除尽。
And then after they had purged the leaven out of their own hearts, then they are in a fit position to be able to put the man that is performing the evil out of their fellowship.
嗯，所以这些哥林多教会的会众要先从心里把他们自己里面的这个教除尽，然后呢，他们才可以站在一个合格的位置上去把这个犯罪的弟兄赶出去。
So in verse 13 we read there, But those who are outside, God judges. But those who are inside, we must judge. The church must judge. Therefore, he says, put away from yourselves the evil person.
所以在十二十三节里他说审判教外的事与我何干教内的人岂不是你们审判的吗至于外人有神审判他们你们应当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。
Now, it's not enough just to put away the leaven. That's the first stage.
光把这个教除去呢还不够这只是第一步。
That was the beginning. That was on the first day of unleavened bread that they were to put away the leaven.
这是这个除教节的第一天，一开头要做的事情就是把教给除去。
But for the rest of that week, they were feeding on the unleavened bread.
然后在整个这一周当中呢，他们还要吃这个无酵饼。
And that unleavened bread speaks, of course, of the Lord Jesus Himself, who was the bread who came down from heaven.
这个无酵饼呢，无疑就是指主耶稣基督自己啊，因为他是从天上来的粮。
He was the sinless bread of God.
因为他是无罪的，他是神的粮。
Now, there's a double action. There we're to put away the leaven, and we are to partake of the unleavened bread.
所以这里要有一个双重的动作，一个呢是要我们要把那个教除去，第二个呢是我们要吃去领受吸收这个无酵饼。Another
example of that is when we're told to put off the old man and put on the new.
所以一个类似平行的比喻呢，就是除去旧人，穿上新人。It's
not enough. It's not enough just to put the leaven away. But you have to feed on something.
所以你光把旧教除去呢还不够，你还得吃些什么？你得吃些新的东西。
Think of a garden. You have a plot of land that you want to use.
那比如说你，我们想象一个花园呢，你要在这个花园里面种些什么？
And very carefully, you remove all the weeds on that plot of land.
然后你在这块地里呢，把所有的杂草都除去了。And
you won't let one weed grow on that land at all.
然后你不允许有任何一根杂草在你这块地上生长。Oh,
it's a lovely, lovely piece of barren ground.
那它现在呢是一块非常好的一块这个空地了。But
unless you plant something, it won't grow anything of benefit, of value.
但是除非呢，你在这块地上种些什么，否则这块地呢就是没有价值的，生长不出什么有价值的东西。So
the negative thing there was to get rid of the weeds.
所以这个先是反面的，我们反面的东西就是我们要把这个杂草给除掉。But
the purpose was to clear it so you could plant a fruitful crop.
但是除掉的这个目的呢，是为了你把它这块地洁净了以后呢，再种上庄稼。So
the purpose of the feast of unleavened bread was not just to put away the leaven, but they were to be able to feast all week, remembering of the goodness of God in bringing them out of Egypt, freeing them from the oppressor, and sheltering them from the wrath of God. And now they can rest in his presence.
所以整个除教节啊，他们把教除去了以后还不够，他们整个七天呢都要去吃这个无酵饼，在这个吃的过程中呢，他们就会想起神对他们一切的恩慈啊，是怎么把他们从这个埃及的这个苦工奴役之下救出来的，怎么让他们免除这个神的审判，用羊血遮盖他们的，他们吃这个无酵饼的时候就思想神的。
So that's the first element, really, of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They were to eat unleavened bread. Put away leaven and eat unleavened bread.
那我们前面讲的这些呢，都是在讲第一个，就是除教节的第一个要素，就是要吃无酵饼七天。所以第一步呢，要把酵除去。那第二步呢，要吃七天无酵饼。
And then they were to live in the power of the resurrection. That's the Feast of First Fruits. That takes place on the 15th day of the month.
嗯，那第二个要素呢，就是在第二天呢是初熟节，那他们要靠着这个主耶稣复活的大能，给他们力量去活出这圣洁的生命。
How can we live a holy life only in the power of the resurrected life of Christ?
嗯，我们怎么才能活出一个圣洁的生命呢？只有在主耶稣复活的生命的这个能力里面才能够做得到。
And we'll look at that next week in detail.
嗯，这一点呢，我们下周再详细的来查考。
Now the third element in the Feast of Unleavened Bread was that there was a Sabbath rest at the beginning and at the end.
嗯，那第三个要素呢，就是除教节第三个要素就是从第一天和最后一天都是圣安息日。
Go back to Leviticus chapter 23 again.
嗯，我们再回到利未记的23章。
And in verse 7, it says, on the first day of the week you shall have a holy convocation, you shall do no customary work on it.
第七节，第一日当有圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
That is, they were to rest from their labors.
嗯，也就是说他们要从他们的工作当中停下来，要休息。
In Egypt, they were slaves.
嗯，在埃及的时候他们可都是奴隶啊。
They had to serve the Egyptians in great bondage.
嗯，他们是像是以奴仆的身份来服侍那些埃及人的。
They couldn't please their overseers in Egypt.
嗯，他们怎么做啊，都不能让这个他们的监工满意啊。
When they complained, they only made them work harder.
嗯，他们只要一抱怨呢，监工会给他们更重的工作让他们做。
Finally, they cried out to the Lord.
所以直到最后，他们受不了了，就呼求，向神呼求了。
And the Lord delivered them from the oppression of the Egyptians.
嗯，然后神呢就把他们从埃及人的压迫当中救出来了。
And they were freed by the blood of the Lamb.
嗯，所以他们因为这个羊血啊得了自由。
And he begins the chapter on the feast by talking about the Sabbath.
嗯，我们都知道整个这个利未记二十三章一开始呢讲的就是安息日。
In verse 3, as we recall, we spent our first week looking at part of that.
嗯，我们在这个我们这个节期系列的第一个星期啊，就专门讲了安息日，就在第三节。
But now, instead of being slaves, they have been set free, they have been redeemed, and they're now enjoying a feast, and they're resting. They don't have to work.
嗯，所以现在呢，他们不再是奴隶了，他们得了自由，而且不单得了自由呢，他们现在是在享受这个节日啊，是而且是可以休息，不工作了。
The rest of God is a perfect rest.
嗯，神的安息啊，是完美的安息，完全的安息。
The Lord Jesus, when he was here on earth, he uttered these beautiful words of comfort.
嗯，主耶稣当他在地上的时候，他曾经说出如此美好的这个安慰的话呀。
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 11.
嗯，这就是著名的马太福音的十一章啊。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
十一章二十八节。
Here he appeals to those that were laboring and heavy laden.
嗯，这里主耶稣是向那些劳苦担重担的人呢，在呼吁他们。
Those that were oppressed by the devil.
嗯，他们被这个恶者所压迫的那些人呢。
He says, "Come to me." All you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
嗯，他说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
He revealed himself as the Lord of the Sabbath.
嗯，所以主在这里啊，把他自己启示为这个安息日的主啊。
It was he who made heaven and earth. and rested the seventh day.
让他们想起他是曾经的创造天地，在第七天安息的主啊。
He gave the Sabbath to man.
是他把安息日啊赐给了人。
But the enemy of God, the devil, has caused mankind to labor and are heavy laden under oppressive slave labor.
是这个撒旦啊，这个我仇敌啊，总是使人类啊，是在这个像奴隶一样的劳苦负重担的。
You see the people of the world, they're never satisfied. They cannot rest.
所以我们可以看到这个世界上的人呢，他们永远都不满足，他们永远没有办法真的休息，停下来。
Their idea of rest is when they can be distracted on a vacation or something, but they do not know the true rest of spirit.
他们脑子里这个休息啊，所谓的休息就是暂时度一个假，从这个他们原来的工作中呢，稍微这个分散一下注意力，但是他们从来都不明白这个属灵里面真正的安息是什么意思。
Not only did the Lord Jesus, when he finished the work that his Father gave him to do, he completed and forever the salvation that man had needed.
但是主不是这样的，他做完了父神交给他的工作以后呢，他的工作就永永远远做成了，他这个给人的这个救恩的工作就做成了，结束了。
On the cross, the Lord Jesus cried out, "It is finished."
在十字架上，主耶稣喊说，成了。
Before going to the cross, he said to his Father, "I have finished the work that you gave me to do."
在上十字架之前呢，主就曾经跟父说，他说，你给我的工作我已经做完了。
And now, we as believers, we can come to Jesus and we can have complete rest from all our labors.
现在我们作为信徒啊，我们可以来到主的面前呢，得着那个完全的安息啊。
So Paul, writing to the Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
所以在以弗所书的二章八节啊，保罗是这么写给这个以弗所教会的信徒的。
He says here, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast."
八节九节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
The believer doesn't work for his salvation.
所以我们信徒啊，不是靠自己的工作、自己的行为赚得救恩的。
The enemy has it in his grip. The enemy has the unbeliever in his grip.
这个恶者啊，他是把那个不信主的人呢，还是关在他的这个监狱的这个里面啊。
And it's only by faith that we can be brought out from the power of the evil one, just as the children of Israel were brought out from the power of Pharaoh and brought into a place of rest.
所以我们是因着这简单的信呢，就是挣脱了这个撒旦的捆锁。得了自由，就像以色列人当时出了埃及，得了自由一样。
So that's the third element. Is the first element, of course, was the fact that they had a feast of unleavened bread. The second element was that they live in the power of the resurrection. And this is the third element.Is the Sabbath rest. They rest during that week, during that feast. They didn't have to do anything.
The whole week or just the first day and the last day?
First and the last, but the thing is that they also, they had traveled now from their homes all over Israel. What, there was basically, they were, they were, um, there was no work for them really much to do as pilgrims.
嗯，好，这就是我们讲的这个无酵节的第三个要素啊。第一个要素我们回顾一下，就是他们要吃无酵饼七天。第二要素呢，就是他们过着圣洁生活呢，是要靠这个主耶稣复活的这个生命的能力。第三个要素呢，就是他在整个的这个七天里面呢，都是在休息，在安息的。虽然他这里面只说第一天和第七天是安息日，但实际上因为他们是从各自各家里面来到耶路撒冷的，实际上他这七天都待在耶路撒冷呢，他也是没有什么工作可做的，所以整个一周他们都是在休息的。
Now the fourth element though was that they were the pardon?
No, go ahead.
Okay, the fourth element, if you go back to Leviticus chapter 23 again.And verse 8.
那我们现在讲第四个要素啊，我们可以回到利未记的二十三章的第八节。
And the first half of that verse reads, "But you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days."
第八节的前半段，要将火祭献给耶和华七日。
So they were feasting on the unleavened bread in at rest, and then.There was the offering made by fire.
所以他们在这七天里面啊，他们要吃无酵饼，而且他们要休息。还要做什么呢？就是要把火祭献给耶和华。
Now, what was the purpose of this offering?
那这个祭物是的目的是什么呢？
Now, quickly we must go to Numbers chapter 28.
我们要去看一下民数记的二十八章。
Numbers 28 and 29, they are chapters that should be taken together.
这个民数记的28和29章啊，是紧密联系在一起的，可以看作一个整体的。
They detail in chapters 28 and 29 the daily offerings to the Lord and the offerings during the Sabbath, the monthly offerings,And the offerings at the feasts of the Lord.
那整个这两章呢，都是在讲献祭，但是分不同的时间，一个是每天都献的祭，还有一个就是在安息日献的祭，还有一个呢就是在月朔献的祭，还有就是在节期献的祭，都是在这两章里面讲的。
So here is in verses 16 to 25, we read the.Offerings that were to be offered to the Lord during the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
在这个二十八章的十六到二十五节啊，这里面专门讲的就是在无酵节里面献祭是怎么献的。
On the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord, and the 15th day of this month is the Feast Unleavened Bread.Shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work, and you shall present an offering made by fire as a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 lambs in their first year. Be sure they are without blemish. Their grain offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah. You shall offer for a bull and 2/10 for a ram.You shall offer 1/10 of an ephah for each of the 7 lambs, also 1 goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer these beside the burnt offerings of the morning, which is for a regular burnt offering. In this manner you shall offer the food of the offering made by fire daily for 7 days as a sweet aroma to the Lord. It shall be offered besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering.And on the 7th day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work.
16到25节，正月14日是耶和华的逾越节，正月15日是节期，要吃无酵饼七日。第一日当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。当将公牛犊两只，公绵羊一只，一岁的公羊羔七只，都要没有残疾的，用火献给耶和华为燔祭。铜线的素祭用调油的细面，为一只公牛要献一法。十分之三，为一只公羊要献一法十分之二， 为那七只羊羔，每只要献依法十分之一，并献一只公山羊做赎罪祭，为你们赎罪。你们献这些，要在早晨常献的燔祭以外，一连七日，每日要照这例，把馨香火祭的食物献给耶和华，是在常献的燔祭和铜献的奠祭以外。第七日当有盛会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
Now there's a lot of detail there, of which we don't have time to go into.
这里面讲了很多的细节啊，我们今天没有时间去一一的去解释了。
But what we see there is that the burnt offerings were very large every day, two bulls, a ram, and seven lambs every day were offered on the altar.
所以这里我们可以看见啊，这个献的这个燔祭是数量很多的，每一天呢，就这七天里面每一天都要献两只公牛犊，一只公绵羊，还有七只公羊羔，七天每天都要这样献。
Now, what was the purpose of the offerings every day for the Feast of Unleavened Bread?
那这个无酵节七天每天都献的这个祭物啊，是什么目的呢？
Verses 1 and 2 of chapter 28 give us the key to understanding all those other offerings in those two chapters.
这个28章的这个一节和二节啊，是你去理解这整个两章后面所有的这个献祭内容的这个关键的这个经节。
Verse 1 says, Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel and say to them, My offering, my food for my offerings made by fire as a sweet aroma to me, you shall be careful to offer to me at their appointed time.
一节和二节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要吩咐以色列人说，献给我的供物，就是献给我做馨香火祭的食物，你们要按日期献给我。
Now the key to understanding all these offerings is those pronouns that he uses, my offering, my food, a sweet aroma to me.
所以我们理解后面讲的这所有的献祭的这个关键呢，就是这里面用的这个代词是耶和华说是我的食物，献给我的馨香火祭，献给我的供物。
It was a burnt offering to the Lord.
所以这个献的这个火祭呢，是献给主的，献给神的。
Those offerings were not for the people, they were for the Lord.
不是那个给这个以色列民的，是给神的。
Mind you, in verse 22, it does talk about a sin offering, a lone goat for a sin offering.
另外就是在22节里啊，还要提醒大家，他这里面单独还献了一只公羊、公山羊做赎罪祭。
That one offering compared to all the other offerings which were for the Lord. Now So the people's need was met in the sin offering, but all of the other offerings were for the Lord.
所以这个赎罪祭啊，其实是为了这个以色列民的遮盖他们的罪献的啊，在这一只公山羊里面呢，就得着了满足，就是这个赎罪祭的祭得到满足。但是其他的刚才说的两只公牛犊、一只公绵羊和七只公七只羊羔啊，它这都是献给耶和华的。
But the burnt offering was a picture of the Lord Jesus offering himself up as a sacrifice to God, not as a sin offering for us, but as an offering completely for God himself.
所以燔祭啊，这个是是不是献给，不是为我们献的，是向耶和华献的，它代表主耶稣向父神全部的奉献。
Now, our need is met in the sin offering.
那我们人的需要呢，是通过这个赎罪祭来解决的，来满足的。
But the sin offering was never burnt on the burnt offer, was never was never burnt on the altar of burnt offering.
但是这个赎罪祭呢，从来都不是按照，不是作为燔祭献上的。
If you read chapter 4 of Leviticus, and we won't look at that now, the sin offering was to be taken outside the camp and burnt in a clean place, completely burned up outside the camp.
如果你们读这个利未记四章的时候就会知道，我们今天不翻到那里了，就是这个赎罪祭啊，它不是在祭坛上献的，它是在营外一块洁净的地方，在那里把这个赎罪祭全部都烧掉的，它不是像燔祭一样在祭坛上烧的。
Just as the writer to the Hebrews said that the Lord Jesus, suffered outside the camp. It was there he was slain, outside the walls of Jerusalem.
所以就像希伯来书的作者说的，他说是在营外啊，这只赎罪祭的这个主耶稣在营外为我们受苦，所以这个在实际的这个应验上，也是主耶稣在耶路撒冷城外的哥哥他山上受难的。
But the burnt offering, it literally means ascending offering. In other words, the smoke of the offering went up to God as a sweet smelling savor.
那这个燔祭呢，它是一个向上的祭，就是它的这个烧出来这个烟呢，是上升到天上，到父神那里去的，是馨香的火祭到达这个父神那里的。
That burnt offering speaks of the the Father even into death.
那这个燔祭呢，都是象征主耶稣他全然摆上的一个生命啊，他把他自己全部的都献给了父神。
The whole life of the Lord Jesus was food for God.
主耶稣基督的生命啊，对耶和华神来说呢，就是他的食物了。
And his death, even more so.
那他的死呢，更是这样。
The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 17, he says, John 10,
约翰福音的十章十六节到十七节。
Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I might take it again.
我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。
He was the Father's delight.
所以他是父所喜悦的。
We read twice of the Lord Jesus being addressed by the Father. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
我们在这个福音书里面有两次读到父神从天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is what the Father fed upon. It was the food of God.
所以这个父神呢，就是以此为食物的，这个是神的食物啊，主耶稣基督的生命。
The life of the Lord Jesus and his death, when he underwent in obedience, he went and to the place of suffering and death, and yielded up his life to the Father's will, was a sweet aroma to the Father.
主耶稣无论是他在地上圣洁的生活，还是他顺服神的旨意，直到死在十字架上，他亲身去走向那个苦难和赴死的这个征途啊，这个整个这个过程在神那里看来，就是那馨香的火祭啊，是父所喜悦的。
It says it's my offering, my food, my offerings made by fire, Numbers 28. It's a sweet aroma to me. You shall be careful to offer to me at their appointed time.
所以我们再回到这个民数记的二十八章一节和二节，他说你献给我的供物，就是献给我做馨香火祭的食物，你们要按日期献给我。
So here we see, if we look at the whole picture now, We see this delightful view of the nation all coming together into Jerusalem, surrounding the temple. They're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. They are feasting on the Passover lamb, and for 7 days they eat the unleavened bread, and they're at rest. And then we see the smoke ascending to God. As they feast, God feasts. It's God's fellowship with his people.
对，我们现在可以脑中会展现这样的一幅全景啊，就是所有的以色列人啊，从这个全国各地来到耶路撒冷，然后他们在这里呢吃逾越节的羔羊，他们是被这逾越节的羔羊的血所救赎的神的子民，然后他在这里吃了这个羊羔，然后他还吃五酵饼，然后在这七天里面他们还休息，而且同时呢他们会把这个火祭献上。然后这个馨香的这个烟呢就上升到神那里去，就是地上神的子民在过节，那么天上的神他也在过节，他们彼此都在这个爱的关系里相交。
And first, I want to close with a verse, 1 John chapter 1 verse 3.
我们最后用这个约翰福音的一章三节来做结束啊。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy might be full.
约翰一书的一章三节四节，我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们和与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
So for the Christian now, we rest in our Lord. We're feasting on his person. And we are lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ in worship.Which is God the Father's food.
所以因为在我们基督徒身上，我们也是的，我们是在主里面得到了安息，然后我们以主为我们生命的粮，然后我们献上我们的敬拜，我们的这个敬拜呢，就像那个馨香的火祭一样，是父神的粮，父神的食物。
The burnt offering speaks of us taking our sacrifice, our portion of the Lord Jesus, and lifting him up, as it were, to God the Father. And the God the Father is pleased. It's a sweet aroma to him.
所以这个燔祭对于我们今天新约基督来说呢，就是我们把主耶稣高举在父神的面前，向父神因为主耶稣基督所做的一切献上赞美和敬拜的时候，那在父神看来，他就是收到了这个馨香的火祭。
Let us rest in fellowship with him and worship the only one who is worthy to be worshipped.
所以让我们在与主的相交当中安息，也去敬拜那个唯一配得我们敬拜的那一位。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we do thank you again for your grace to us.
主，我们再次的感谢您赐给我们的恩典。
That you would call us out of Egypt and bring us into a fellowship with you and invite us to a feast.
主啊，我们就像那以色列人一样，你把我们从埃及救出来，然后进到与您的相交关系里面，还让我们过节享受。
Help us each one, Lord, to walk worthy of you.
主啊，主，求你帮助我们每个人呢，都能够行事为人对得起你。
And as we rest, help us, Lord, to worship your Son, the Lord Jesus, in spirit and in truth.
而且在你的安息里面啊，让我们能够用心灵和诚实敬拜你的儿子。
Now, Lord, bless each one here today. We ask in Jesus' name.
主啊，求您帮助我们今天在座的每一位，奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Thank you, Eric.